Hello, this is Emily Chappell reporting from day one of the Transcontinental. I'm currently sitting in a supermarket in Auxerre with a pizza in front of me that has a whole lake of cheese on it and bacon and potatoes, so I might be here for some time. I think it's going quite well so far. I had the problem everyone else did of spending the whole morning riding through Champagne, which is very, very uppy-downy, and there was just nothing open. Nothing anywhere, no patisseries, couldn't find coffee. I was leapfrogging with a Swedish guy for a while, and every village we got to, we were both very obviously looking around for coffee, and there just wasn't any. And then I think about maybe 11:30, I rolled into a town that had a bit more life in it, and there were a few racers outside a coffee shop, and we were all practically dancing around with glee. It was wonderful. One of them turned out to be a former London bike messenger, because pretty much everyone is. And I had so much more to say, but I'm sleepier than I thought. So, so they looked up the race standings, we found out how everyone was doing, and they reckoned I was first woman, which is actually not so good, because that wasn't the plan. I meant to go off slowly, because it's well known that if you lead at the start, you won't be leading by the end. But there may have been someone up ahead of me that they just didn't spot. But anyway, I think I'm going to try and maybe ease off a bit now. So I'm going to finish this pizza, which will probably slow me down by 5 miles an hour or so, and ride for just a few more hours and then get a few hours sleep, because I think I've earned that now. I had 11 minutes at 6:30, and I had 24 minutes at about 10:30, and that's been it so far. So it's been a long day and a long night. I think my pizza's probably cool enough to eat now. Any dot watchers, you're going to see me sitting here for quite a while. Until next time.